Hodge got more snaps. How did you feel like he performed Sunday for you?
Good. Well, I mean, you know, he's always been a good football player. He's been consistent, solid. You know, it's like the first week I just told you, it's more of a personnel thing. It's not a secret. And, you know, I think, you know, when he's on the field, obviously it helps us. And, yeah, he's just a good pro.
How's he been over these, like, last 2 weeks as far as going from
I think the
snaps?
Probably the greatest part about him, he's always the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just, and when I say that, I'm just talking about he prepares in every single thing, every situation. He prepared to, you know, if we have an injury in another situation to go in there. So, you know, obviously he backs up a couple of positions. So his preparation has never changed since I've been here.
Doug, do you feel like the way you guys have been playing offensively the first 2 weeks is in any way restrictive on Nate? You guys, you know, you obviously want to be the run heavy, but I mean, it wasn't that many. There weren't many downfield shots while the outcome was in doubt against Tennessee.
Well, I mean, when the game, you know, got a little bit out of hand, then I think he saw some of those. But, you know, obviously, you know, the plan for that game was, you know, to go ahead and do a good job. They actually, you know, a lot of times if you don't see the ball going down there, you know, vertically, it's not like everything is called horizontally, you know what I'm saying, with the pass game. So, you know, a lot of times, sometimes you got to give credit to the other team. Those things are covered and you have to check the ball down or bring it back down. So, you know, each game we go into, there's a different plan on how we want to attack. And obviously we go into every game, you know, with shots down the field.
Do you feel
As a follow-up to that, with A-Rob gone, how much does that restrict Nate's creativity in games?
I don't know if it restricts creativity as much as it restricts, you know, what we felt going into the season as a good matchup for us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, A-Rob has shown, you know, through the years that, you know, he can go one-on-one and jump over people to catch a football. So, you know, I think it's more from a matchup standpoint, how we want to match guys up, you know, what we do.
Did Linder's knee injury affect him at all during last week's game?
No.
How has Leonard been running the ball for you?
How's who?
Leonard been running the ball.
Good. Well, I mean, it's been well. It's going to get, you know, it gets tougher each week. You know, you start off and you have a good game, then, you know, now all of a sudden everyone's, you know, honing in on you. And I think, you know, him and Chris are both good, tough runners. And, you know, they just got to continue to, you know, trust the course. And we've got to do a good job up front and finish and run the ball.
How well is he doing as far as getting everything that's there and getting maybe more out of the run than most backs would with his physicality?
Well, I think when you look at the first game, and I don't know what it was a lot of yards after contact. So, you know, but I think that's the runner that he's been, you know. So, you know, he's fresh. He's, you know, he has a lot of plays for us. He's done a really good job, you know, with – working and studying and things of that nature to be able to put him in there, you know, quite a bit. So he's done a nice job.
Did you hope you'd get more of the tight ends? Only one catch from that group so far in two games.
I think it's early. We'll see how it goes. I mean, you know, when you talk about catches and targets, you know, obviously we targeted them a couple of times.
Is it hard to change a guy's mentality or quarterback's mentality from, like, being a gunslinger to being, for lack of a better term, game manager? You know, you want Blake's throwing it 37 times a game. You want him to throw it significantly less. Does that require a big mindset change, and is it hard to get a guy to do that?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I think that, you know, when you start saying, you know, gunslinger, game manager, you know, and you start putting labels on it, I just think, you know, what I'm looking for is just an efficient – offense, you know what I'm saying, one that, you know, can keep the chains moving and obviously can score, which we had that issue, you know, points in a red zone, you know, get some explosive plays, things of that nature. When those opportunities occur, take advantage of it. So I don't look at it, you know, as far as, you know, we're just trying to win a game, you know.
Speaking of labels, would you know who Mr. London is if I said?
Yeah.
All right.
Who? Mr. Khan.
No, maybe. No, Tony nicknamed Alan Hearns. Yeah, Alan Hearns that after his last two performances over there. Mm-hmm. Two game winners, basically, for you guys. But what do you recall those two plays the last 2 years that Hearns made?
Gosh, I can't. Honestly, yeah. I can't recall. I mean,
neither?
And I don't want to. No. I I can't. I mean, my focus right now is so much on, and I apologize for that. You know, if you want to ask me that question tomorrow, you know, and Tad, no, I'm serious. I mean, Tad will just pull it up. I'll go watch it. You know, I try not to, you know, I try to learn from it in the past and just move on. I don't try to, you know, go back. Like I said, I'm about 3 years behind, you know, in all seasons.
Was it good at least to see Hearns take some steps Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I mean, good to have him out there and playing. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, he's always been reliable. And, you know, obviously now we need that whole group with A-Rod being out to kind of step up.
Earlier you mentioned about A-Rod providing the mismatch thing that you mm-hmm. – can Marquise, from a speed standpoint, do that the way – A-Rod does, was it from a physicality standpoint?
Well, I think it's you know, two different ways, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, they're two different things, but I think, you know, I think he can. I really do. I think that Marquise is, you know, he's shown very good toughness. He shows good speed, you know, good route running ability. So, you know, he has the ability to take up, pick up, you know, that slack.
Why is the Ravens defense so good against the pass?
Against the?
The pass.
I think it's a combination. I think they have, you know, they've always been good in the secondary. I think they've always done a good job up front. I mean, I think if you look from 2000 on, you know, it's pretty much been the same. I'm not going to say the same team, obviously, because it's changed. But, you know, they're always very physical. They're always very aggressive. They're always getting their hands on footballs. I mean, obviously, they've had 10 turnovers, you know, in the first two games. So. But they've always done that. You know, it's like kind of like, hey, watch this team. I'm like, I've been playing against this team, and, you know, since my days in the Jets, you know, Terrell Suggs has been there, and he's an outstanding football player. You know, they've always had, you know, tough schematics, a tough team, a physical team, and they've always played very well on the outside, and they've always given you, you know, issues from a protection standpoint. And they've just done it for a long period of time.
Is there a heightened awareness, though, then, with making mistakes for you guys, stressing turnovers and good decisions?
I think when you say heightened awareness, I think it's hard to say that you don't go into every game, you know what I'm saying, with an awareness to, you know, protecting the football or protection or making sure, you know, the things that that are challenging are not brought to the table. So I think every week you do that. You know, you bring that in there. You know, this team just seems to be better at it, you know, than a lot of the other teams that, you know, maybe we face. And I'm talking about getting their hands on the football, strip sacks, things of that nature.
What did you like about Jalen Strong? What intrigued you guys to play
him? You know, he's a big, strong receiver. You know, we're down a little bit in that department. So, you know, an opportunity came available to bring him in. And, you know, we're going to bring him in, and we'll see him out there today for the first time. I mean, he's a big, strong kid.
Preliminary idea of how he fits in.
I'm gonna watch to see him like live first, you know, watch him in practice and things of that nature, and see, you know, how we can, you know, how quickly we can get him involved, how quickly he can learn, you know, what the packages are, things of that nature, and see where he's at.
The NFL clearly wants an international presence in the UK. Can you foresee a day where they actually put a franchise there? Because it seems like that they're doing well now by putting a bunch of games there, but logistically. Can you foresee a day where they actually do that?
Yeah, I really, Gene, I have no idea. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I really don't. I don't even. I never really even think about it, to be honest with you. I can't. I'm sure that's a better question, maybe for the people that are in those meetings. You know what I mean? Like, I think it'd be unfair for me to answer a question I don't know anything about. I appreciate it, though.
Doug, what did you learn about Jalen Ramsey last week, not practicing and then performing on Sunday?
Good football player. he played well.
Yeah.
I mean, so now you don't have to ask me if he doesn't practice if he's going to play, right?
Doug, you kind of mentioned the Suggs already, but is that really where their defense kind of starts?
I think there's a lot of good players on that defense. I just mentioned him because I'm just, you know, I'm waiting for him to retire, you know what I'm saying? I mean, every time we played against him, he's always had key plays. He's always done, you know, he's always wrecked, you know, havoc. And I think as a coach and, you know, when you go and play a lot of teams and you have, you know, great players like I believe, you know, Suggs is, you know, they always put that memory. I mean, I can remember him, you know, beating us when we were in New York, you know what I'm saying, with stuff. So when I was with the Jets. So, you know, I just always remember him. And every time that the rosters pop up every year, you're like, you know, gosh, this guy's not slowing down. Because he's not. You know, he's really not slowing down. You know, and he's played a long time, and he's a heck of a football player. But in saying that, I mean, Brandon Williams is a heck of a football player. The nose now is playing extremely well. Mosley is an outstanding, maybe one of the best inside linebackers. Like I said, you know, Carr and Smith on the outside. You know, I mean, the Smiths is, you know, both those guys are good veteran, you know, corners, probably the best corners, you know, that we're, you know, we face to date right now. You know, Weddle, I mean, you talk about probably one of the smartest football players that can read things and react. So, you know, they have a lot of good football players on that football team. So, you know, my reference to Suggs wasn't a knock on everyone else. It was just that, I mean, he's just the one familiar face from when I first came into the league that's still there.
So do you guys think you'll have an advantage having a number of guys been over there before versus Baltimore's making its first trip? They're going to do some sightseeing, stuff like that. You guys, do you hope to get?
Well, that's a good question. We talk to the players that haven't been there before to talk to our older players, you know what I'm saying, about a routine and things of that nature. So, you know, we have some players we think that, you know, because they've done it before, that I think it's just knowing how to get your body prepared and being ready to play. So, you know, we've encouraged our younger players that haven't been there to make sure they talk to the players that have been with our team, you know what I'm saying, of how to, you know, hydrate or whatever it may be, you know, that we do.